From the heartland of America and the gateway to the West, good morning, good evening, wherever you may be, across the nation, around the world. I'm George Norrie. This is Coast to Coast AM. Later tonight, a tribute to our veterans with Danion Brinkley. Here's what's happening. Well, the Supreme Court has agreed to extend its temporary stay of a lower court order that the Trump administration immediately pay the Supplemental Nutrition Assistance Program SNAP benefits for the month of November. They basically said, you don't have to do that, delivering a new near-term win to the administration just hours after it appealed the matter to the High Court for emergency intervention. Meanwhile, the Senate last night, as we reported, passed a short-term government funding bill, sent it to the House where a vote could come as early as tomorrow. The bill would fund the government through January 30th and provide funding for some government agencies for the remainder of the year. Let's check in with investment expert John Truman Wolf. John, what's your gut say? What do you think?
Well, thank God, George, to tell you the truth. I mean, I don't think the public, whether Republican or Democrat, is very happy with the government. I mean, these are like kids on a playground fighting. But at least it's, the House should vote tomorrow to open it up. And they can get back to the business of governing. I think the big issue, George, coming up is what the Supreme Court's going to do with these tariffs. It's a big issue with the government going forward.
Now, this money is only good until January 30th. What's going to happen after that, John?
I hope they have enough sense not to dig their heels in and govern like they're supposed to. It was hard to predict, George. I think the biggest thing that came out of this is Chuck Schumer lost his job. He's not going to be the majority leader going forward after 2026. What they're going to do in January, the honest answer, George, is who knows? I don't think they're acting like adults and caring for the country. They're more interested in their political beliefs than helping the American citizen.
Thank you, John, for your input. Flight cancellations were again piling up today as air traffic controller shortages, worsened by the longest ever U.S. government shutdown, snarled air traffic coast to coast while President Donald Trump threatened to dock air traffic controllers' pay if they're absent from work, or they're not getting much money anyways. Here's Dr. John Curtis, onlinecolumnist.com. John, this is a dangerous situation.
Well, it's getting more dangerous, but I think it's very good news that the Senate passed 60-40, the bill to reopen the government. I mean, how, they're treating these Democrats, these turncoats, as they call them, with just absolute contempt for deciding to do the common sense thing, which is to reopen the government, is just beyond me. I mean, the deal with Chuck Schumer, George, is a progressive, basically, backlash and attack on him because they want AOC to run for his seat in 2028. It's purely political. Schumer was the one who was, in Hakeem Jeffries, the one that stood up to, this budget debacle that, cut $1.5 trillion out of the Medicaid system. This is Russell Bott's fingerprints all over this, in the big, beautiful bill, deciding that they would eviscerate, the government-funded health care. But when you think about it, it's so preposterous that, he wouldn't consider not only the backlash from Democrats in terms of shutting the government down, any opportunity they had to reject any continuing budget resolution, but the damage that it would do to the economy when you consider the amount of jobs that are created in, the healthcare industry. And, if you follow economics, that the healthcare industry over the years has been one of the great bright spots. And government-funded healthcare is a big part of that. We're talking about 95 million Americans receiving some form of government-funded health care, and that's not including Medicare. I'm just talking about Medicaid and the Obamacare subsidies that are required. And, you know, if Congress would, you know, be a little bit more proactive and start dealing with these insurance companies that are promising to jack up premiums on Obamacare policies, you know, they'd be a lot better off than just bickering over, you know, getting the government reopened. But I don't think anything's going to happen tomorrow. I could be wrong. But I think a lot of these congresspeople that are all over the country can't get back to Washington because there's so many flight cancellations and delays right now. And that system is like a giant snarled traffic jam. It just doesn't fix itself when somebody waves a wand. It takes, you know, for all these, you know, flight cancellations, it takes weeks and sometimes months for this to fix itself. So we're going to have flight problems all through the Thanksgiving holidays. Things might improve a bit, but I think there's going to be problems ahead.
And this vote tomorrow, John, is not going to be a slam dunk, so let's see what happens. Thanks, John. Exposure to a common chemical used in dry cleaning and some consumer products has been linked to triple the risk of the dangerous liver disease, according to a new study. Tetrachloroethylene, PCE it's called, which is also used in some adhesives, spot cleaners, stainless steel polish, was associated with three times the greater odds of significant liver fibrosis in U.S. adults. Liver fibrosis is a buildup of scar tissue that can progress to liver cancer, liver failure, or even death. In a moment, I'm going to introduce you to the newest member of the CriticalHealthNews.com team as we fire away with some incredible information on your health in just a moment on Coast to Coast AM. And welcome back to Coast, George Norrie with you. Well, you just heard that announcement from CriticalHealthNews.com and our newest members, Dr. Drew Peterson, chiropractor, educator, former NASA research associate. He is an author and for 6 years, the Science Updates columnist and associate editor of the California Journal of Oriental Medicine. Drew, it's great to have you on the team. Welcome.
I'm honored to be your guest, Mr. Norrie. Thank you very much.
Tell us a little bit more than just the bio. Tell me about Drew Peterson.
Oh, gosh, we don't have enough time, George. Well, you know, I'll give you just a couple factoids. I was always interested in nutrition and herbal medicine. Even when I was in college in the 70s, I used to listen to Gary Null. And I always wanted to be Dean Adel. You know, I don't know if you remember him.
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
So I wanted to be Dean Adel growing up. So here I am, George. Thank you. Anyway, I got out of college. I had a marine biology degree. I wanted to be a dolphin trainer. I went to about every marine science place there was, and everywhere I went, they said, "You're the 50th guy today applying for a dolphin trainer job." So I figured that probably wouldn't work out. So I ended up moving to Colorado, and I got a job out of the newspaper. That's what we did back then. And that's where I got a job working for Tim Carpenter, the NASA consultant. He was a chemical engineer. He had a nutrition formula that we use for 900 commercial growers for tomatoes, lettuce, cucumbers. He had a quarter acre under glass in Colorado Springs. We use an atomic absorption spectrophotometer, which is used for trace element analysis for our growers and our nutrient formula. And I got interested in plant nutrition back then. And I realized, because with hydroponics, you have to add everything. You're dealing with an inert growing medium. And that's the beauty of it, because you don't introduce any bacteria or germs to the greenhouse. So I went from Tim, by the way, my boss set up the Epcot exhibit for hydroponics. Anyway, after that, I got a job working for the company that made those photometers in Massachusetts. And we would use oxyacetylene and burn hydrogen. You can't see a flame in hydrogen, but it'll give you a suntan. It gives off ultraviolet light. Right. I mean, it's nasty stuff. So a friend of mine in the lab said, you know, you're kind of a healthy guy, health food guy. Why don't you look at chiropractic college or osteopathic school? So I did. I liked it. And I went to school in Oregon, practiced in Santa Cruz, California, and lived in the Redwoods, drove down and would feed the sea lions. It was one, with surfing, it was a wonderful place to live at that time. And then I treated Clint Eastwood's crew. He came to town, did a movie called Sudden Impact. Did you ever see that movie, George?
Great movie. Great movie.
Well, my girlfriend and I were actually in the movie. You can't really see us, so to speak, but we were in the movie. And I was standing alongside on the way talking to somebody, and while they were shooting off camera, and I said, excuse me, sir, what's your name? He goes, Angelo Dundee. So I got a chance to talk to
Muhammad Ali's boxing coach, right?
Right. So I got a chance to talk to him, and I asked him those questions. Who's the hardest hitter? Jake LaMotta. I said, who's the toughest guy? He said, Rocky Graciano, Marciano.
Marciano,
Marciano. He used to go to the lumberyards and fight barefisted. I said, well, who's the best fighter, best athlete? And he got this look of like love. You can almost see like angelic creatures coming out of his soul. And he said, Muhammad. He just loved the guy. Just loved the guy.
He had magic, didn't he?
Yeah. Angelo knew. He was with him all the time. And George, literally, it seemed like he got this glow about him just by talking about it. It was really very interesting. And then after being in the Clint Eastwood movie and treating the crew guys, I thought, you know, this just looks like fun. So I thought, you know, before I move back to Florida to see my parents because they were getting older, I think I'll take a year off. I'm going to go to UCLA. I'm a single. I can do anything I want. I'm going to go to UCLA film school. I was a photographer as a kid. So I went to UCLA film school for the summer, moved to Florida, non-union state. Got my way into a grip house, loading electrical equipment for movie of the week, James Bond, you know, all those shows during the Miami Vice days, which was a really great time to be in Florida in that business. And then I finally, after a year of sleeping on couches, I decided that I probably ought to get back to work. So I renewed my license and I started practicing around the East Coast of Florida. And I met Mel Fisher. Do you know who he is, George?
I do not, no.
Mel Fisher discovered the Atosha. Do you remember that shipwreck off the Keys worth about $300 million, probably a billion now? He was a treasure hunter. He's the most famous treasure hunter probably there ever was. Well, certainly in the United States. And I thought, you know, instead of buying a lottery ticket, I'm going to do this treasure hunting thing. I have a marine biology degree and a minor in archaeology. I should be doing this. So, you know, kid's dream, always right. I want to relive my kid's dream. So I got a little boat, turned it into a treasure boat. And on the weekends, I used to go look for Spanish gold because there was a treasure fleet worth about $2 billion. That sank offshore during a hurricane in 1716.
You've had many hats, Drew. My gosh.
You asked, George. Anyway, so, but now I've got a very interesting job, George. I work for a group. We see 300 patients a week. We do regenerative medicine. We specialize in neuropathy. And we've got people 75, 85, even 90 years old that have burning feet, can hardly walk, that are actually, we don't use the word healed, right? Because these things do come back eventually, but where they're pain free. And we use umbilical, we have a nurse practitioner, we use washed umbilical cords, we use hyaline injections to build up the cartilage. We use chiropractic to keep the nerve flow going from the spine to the extremities. And we're getting results like you can't believe here in Sarasota, Florida.
Chiropractors now, Drew, are getting good reputations. I remember the old days where everybody put them down. Now it's the other way around, isn't it?
Well, George, if you just spend a morning in our office, you'd have a lot of respect for everybody in there. I'll tell you that. 300 patients a week, George. You must be doing something right.
That's fantastic. Well, Greer, well, welcome to the team. You're going to have some fun.
Thank you.
Let me give out this toll-free number. This is the call for assistance, folks, not to get on the show. We'll do that in a few minutes. 1-855-949-7234, 1-855-949-RADIO. CriticalHealthNews.com is the website. Our friend and owner of KSCO in Santa Cruz, California, MZ, thinks the world of you, Drew, by the way.
Well, he's a great guy, and if it wasn't for MZ, we wouldn't be here talking about Dr. Wallach right now.
That's true. That is absolutely true. I have always believed that mixing modern medicine remedies with naturopathic remedies is the right mixture. What do you think of that? Both of them together.
That's why I got my master's in Chinese medicine, George. I didn't want to be a one-trick pony.
Isn't it amazing that this planet has so many remedies for ailments? It's incredible.
God put, for every disease that we have, God put a remedy on the planet. I sincerely believe that. You want an interesting story how medicine's evolved?
Yeah.
I learned this from Dr. James Duke. He's the one who discovered tamoxifen, and Sean Connery played him in the movie Medicine Man. Can you imagine somebody playing you in a movie? So Dr. Duke used to say that the medicines were discovered were made by wildlife. The wildlife would look for the sweet clovers and sweet leaves and leave the bitter plants to grow and reproduce. Those bitter plants become the medicines that we use today.
That's fantastic. It really is. We're going to start taking calls in a few minutes. So if you want to jump on board and make a call with Dr. Drew Peterson, jump aboard, and we'll do it next hour as well. When you first got involved in naturopathic, what were one of the biggest things you did that you said to yourself, this really works?
Yeah. Well, okay. I'll tell you a chiropractic story. I had a golden retriever and I was a student.
Love those dogs.
He was wonderful. And he had asthma. So we had learned that week that if you manipulate the upper neck, the atlas of a human being, it can relieve asthma. Well, I tried it on my dog, and wouldn't you know, the atlas on a dog. I manipulated his neck. My goodness, he never had asthma again. That's when I said to myself, this stuff really works. Anyway, that was the chiropractic story. Gosh, George, I have so many other stories to tell you about the herbal medicine. I volunteered at an animal sanctuary in Jupiter, Florida. There was a great horned owl chick that got blown off her nest. She didn't have her flight feathers yet. A little puffball, beautiful of down. She was blinded in one eye. So I made a Chinese medical formula because I had my degree at that point, and I volunteered there. And put it in her feed, cleared her eye out. She got her eyesight back. Jack Hanna, you remember Jack, right?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Jack lived in Jupiter, so he used to visit us a lot at the sanctuary. Jack took my owl, brought him to a vet, got some surgery done. One day released her out of her flight cage, and I can still see in my mind's eye that, George, the first flight she ever took in her life outside of a cage.
Wow, that's
it's almost like in slow motion. It was a beautiful feeling.
It's magical, isn't it?
Yes, sir.
Dr. Drew Peterson with us. And how long were you with NASA?
Well, I was just a grunt. I just did all the work as usual. Just kind of just like in Critical Health News, George. I did all the email. I got in contact with about 17,000 people, George, from Critical Health News over the years. Can you believe that?
I'm told that you are very good at emailing people back and doing all that. And in just a few minutes, Drew, you were going to start taking phone calls with some of our incredible listeners. Dr. Drew Peterson with us from CriticalHealthNews.com. That's the website. And again, the number to call for assistance is 1-855-949-7234. But to get on the show, we'll give you those numbers when we come right back on Coast to Coast AM. And welcome back to Coast, George Norrie with Dr. Drew Peterson from criticalhealthnews.com. We're going to take your calls this half hour and next hour as well. It's got to be very satisfying to you, Drew, when you help somebody and you see them get better, isn't it?
Especially when they think they have no hope.
What's that like?
It's a joy to go to work, George.
It really is. What gives them that feeling of no hope, first of all?
Because doctors tell them there's nothing they can do.
What do you think of prayer?
I'll tell you a quick story. You got to give me a minute or two?
Of course.
Okay. The only original article in the California Journal that was my research was on something pretty much of what you're talking about. Basically, what it boiled down to is that I was trying to figure out why patients under acupuncture that fell asleep on the table seem to recover better than those who didn't. This is what brought me there. And I did research and discovered that with functional MRIs, which tell you where the circulation goes in the brain, mm-hmm. electroencephalographs to show you the electrical activity of the brain. And what happens is that when people go to sleep, the cortex, the thinking portion of the brain, gets less blood than the brain stem, which is the base of the brain that pretty does all the metabolic activity like breathing, heart rate, and repair. Now, next step for me was, which I didn't take that step in the journal, but I wanted to. Meditation will do the same thing, and prayer will do the same thing. It basically takes the blood from the thinking portion of the brain that gets in the way of everything, including healing, and allows the blood to go to the brain stem and actually heal. So meditating and breathing, praying, actually will increase the healing mechanism, and you can trace it to where the blood supply goes in the brain.
Truly remarkable. Let's take some calls for you, Drew. Have some fun. First-time caller Mark in Indiana with us. Hi, Mark.
I got a question for you.
All righty.
I have a daughter that is 19 now. At 14, she went to get her checks and get her shots for school. Well, she got all her normal stuff and got the HPV shot. Right after that, about a month later, she started getting sick. She ended up with gastroparesis, Pott's disease, Moll's disease, autoimmune system disease,
and
also gastroparesis. I'm sorry, Ehlers syndrome. And I think it all came from that. Is there any way to help her with normal natural drugs?
Well, first thing you want to do is work on the digestive tract, because that's kind of like I hate to use the term slow death, but if your digestive tract isn't working, it is. You have to get your digestion back quickly as possible. Just that way the immune system can become strong enough to take care of things. What you want to do is, first of all, what I did when I had COVID, I had COVID, I never did get the vaccine. But what I did was I got into my sauna. Far infrared sauna will increase the body temperature over 102. Once you go over 102, it kills viruses, which means it'll kill the COVID, which means it can also probably kill that bioweapon they call the vaccination. So I would certainly start using the lymphatic system to detoxify the body, which means sweating it out. Next thing I would do would be get our product called the Ultimate, we have something called Ultimate Enzymes, which is a very good product, but my favorite one is called Daily Digest. It has probiotics in it, and it has enzymes in it. And that can help bring back the digestive tract to get the strength back. What happens is when you have gastroparesis, the stomach just is not emptying. It happens to people who have diabetes all the time. And what happens is the nerve endings in diabetes and apparently in this in your daughter's condition, basically the nerve endings don't function very well because they're poisoned by these metabolites, in this case from the vaccine. So what you want to do is try to bring those nerves back in the stomach so they give the right signals to empty when it's time to empty. The next thing you want to do is make sure, because the stomach is at a disadvantage, is you want to do something called food combining. Now, this isn't talked about much by other doctors, but naturopaths have known this for quite some time. And what I mean is this. If you eat a watermelon, within 30 minutes to 60 minutes, it's out of your gut already. If you eat a roast beef, it's going to take 2 to 3 hours. So the idea is not to put them together, because what will happen is you'll have putrefaction. The Mediterranean diet, my sister told me when she went to France and stayed with some friends of friends, they first eat the fruit, then the cheese, let that get through the GI tract an hour later, then they eat the heavy meal. You know, we like to eat in 15 minutes in this country, you know, not right. So, for example, I'll give you some examples. Wheatgrass juice would be a very, very good thing for her. We also have something called the our green product, you know, where there's with all kinds of spinach and all kinds of things. It's called the Ultimate Greens, and I've taken it myself. It has algae in it, things like that. Algae is a very good detoxifier. So I would start with that also. Now, what I'd also recommend is that she find a Chinese medical practitioner. Basically, this condition causes what we call damp heat in Chinese medicine. Damp heat can be removed by somewhat on your own, somewhat, but you need help with some of these herbs because you're not going to have availability. But what you want to do is first is get the dampness out. So you use a diuretic. Dandelion greens are a great diuretic, for example. Mix them in with a salad. So that way it'll detoxify the liver. That's what dandelion greens do.
How long does it take, Drew, before these kick in?
Immediately.
Really that fast?
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
And Mark, if you missed anything, just call this number. They're taking notes on what Dr. Peterson is saying. 1-855-949-7234. 1-855-949-7234. And the gut is critical, isn't it, Drew?
You know, after hanging out with Ben Fuchs, you really learned to appreciate it. Yes, sir.
Ben's one of the great ones. Let's go to Joe, Long Island, New York. Joseph, welcome to the program.
Yeah, Drew, your voice is very good for the radio, so I want to just let you know
that's what they tell me, so I've finally made it.
I love it.
You got the speaking voice, but I have two questions. One would be on black seed oil, and
yes,
also with your expertise on Chinese medicine, what do they kind of talk about in that realm as fountain of youth or life extension type herbs from China? And also, you know, I don't think too many people are going to go out in outer space, but say somebody's going to base camp one at the Himalayas and just trying to do that. What would you recommend for like people that are trying to achieve feats to help them do that?
So, well, lots of questions. So should we attack the Himalayas first?
Go for it. Sure.
Okay, I got a great story for you from my Chinese medical teacher who was known as the Rogue of Taiwan. He was also known as a genius. I'm so glad I learned from him. Anyway, if you're about to climb a mountain, what you do food-wise is you eat duck or geese. And the reason why is duck and geese fly at high altitudes. That means their blood has a lot of myoglobin in it, the ability to hold oxygen. So that's why the Chinese celebrate with duck, because it's a blood tonic. It makes your blood rich and also makes your blood strong. So I'm a believer in that. So once in a while, I had duck the other day. So I sincerely believe that the duck can be used as a medicine. That's just one thing. Next thing is to eat everything red. Red will help build up the blood. Red things, beets are extremely good for detoxing the liver and making blood. Pomegranates, another one, extremely good. They say pomegranates can heal nicked arteries. So pomegranates are another great thing to eat. High doses of vitamin C. And believe it or not, I'm not hawking a vitamin here. I'm telling you the truth. Our Beyond Tangy Tangerine Multiple Vitamin is like a magical formula. There is nothing like it in the world. It is number one. And I will put that vitamin formula against anything anybody has anywhere else. It's got everything but the kitchen sink in it. I'm telling you, that formula is incredible. And Mr. Rinkin that formulated that is a genius. So certainly the Beyond Tangy Tangerine, the essential fatty acids that come with it, and just get yourself the brain and heart pack, because the selenium in it will protect the lungs at high altitude, will protect the lungs at low altitude in a city where there's a lot of pollution. The EFAs, essential fatty acids, are anti-inflammatory for all the vessels of the body, including the heart and brain. The calcium, magnesium, osteoaffects that comes with it is a vasodilator, so it'll help dilate the arteries and the extremities. So I would start with that.
Drew, do we ever get selenium in the natural form? Does it come from anything?
You know, I wish I could tell you it came. Selenium is a double-edged sword. If it's pretty much irrigated into the soils and it's concentrated in the soils, you can get selenium from a tea. Tea tends to be high in selenium, green and black teas.
And he mentioned something about black seed. What is that?
Black seed oil is a curcumin, is related to the curcumin plant, and has all the properties of curcumin, which is I think it's called the Ames Research Center and the Cancer Center in Texas, where one of the PhDs said it can kill 20 some odd cancers in a test tube.
If you don't get on this hour, don't worry. We've got an hour left with Dr. Drew Peterson from criticalhealthnews.com. Next up is Don in Alberta, Canada. Hello, Donald. Go ahead.
Hi, George. Hi, Dr. Drew.
Hi.
I'm curious, you're talking about Chinese medicine. Did you ever train with or meet Terry Bell? He used to do Chinese shote up in Canada. And he also had 84, he had more NPA, well, natural product numbers, because they tried to get rid of the herbal industry up here in Canada. But my other two questions were, I met a gentleman, he had methanol exposure. And he's in a wheelchair now, and I was just wondering if there's anything that can be done for him. And my other question was, some people have teeth that go bad really fast, and other people's teeth seem to last forever. What is the difference? What do the people's teeth deteriorate as they get older? What is it they're missing, or what is it they need?
Teeth. With the teeth thing, it's kind of simple. Dental hygiene. It's really that simple. Brushing the teeth, using a water pick to get food out from the teeth. Like, for example, if you look at a dolphin, dolphins' teeth are so tightly knit together, they never have a tooth problem ever. So basically, keep the food out of your teeth and stay away from candy. I'm sorry, what was your other question?
Go ahead, Don.
Oh, sorry. Methanol exposure.
Oh, yeah, methanol. We have something called Synaptive at Longevity. And Synaptive helps the nerves transmit to themselves. You combine that with the brain and heart pack, because you want to be able to use a carrier like the essential fatty acids. You want to use the electrolytes, which are in charge of nerve conduction found in the tangy tangerine. And and the calcium magnesium is a vasodilator that can open up the arteries. You'd also combine that with something called the Ultimate Daily Classic, which is a vasodilator that can actually use to lower blood pressures because it opens up the arteries. So that's what I would recommend.
Thank you very much. We're going to continue with calls with Dr. Drew Peterson next hour as well. How many people do you work with every year then?
Hundreds to thousands, George. It just depends what year you're asking about.
And you really answer every email you get? I get 1,500 a day. I can't. Way too many.
Well, I can't do 1,500 a day, George, either. Don't feel bad. But I answer as many as I can, as quickly as I can. You know, it's just, this is my other job too, when I come home. And so I'm not here all day on the computer, which I'd rather not spend all day on the computer anyway. But I do eventually get back to people. I'd say, George, I have learned from, first of all, you have the most interesting audience I've ever could imagine in my life. These people. I mean, I can tell you Roswell's story from a lady who had a friend whose dad actually picked up the debris. I can tell you where on the deathbed, her friend's dad said what happened to the aliens.
I want to hear that when we come back after the break. That's a great story. We'll do that in a moment. Dr. Drew Peterson with us from criticalhealthnews.com. More calls to come when we come right back.